besides Iran, of course, Ahmadinejad is my hero. This man speaks the truth. But Iceland basically told the banksters, sorry, we don't owe you a darn thing. We're not going to pay you for printing our money. Go away. And now, all of a sudden, they're doing fantastic. That's what we need to do here. That's why Ron Paul was a fraud, in my opinion. He wanted to audit the Fed? No, get rid of the Fed. That's the answer. Okay, we're going to a break. We'll be back after these messages. And we're back with North Talent America. Our answer today is information warfare and mind control with my guest, John Friend. I strongly suggest you check out his blog, John Friend's, plural, blog.blogspot.com. And I just wanted to bring up a couple other coincidences, John. One of which has been reported on various sites, that the fathers of the Aurora, Colorado theater shooting, as well as the father of Adam Lanza, were both supposed to testify in regards to the LIBOR scandal, where we've had, 16 international banks implicated in this ongoing scandal, accused of rigging contracts worth trillions of dollars. And another interesting coincidence was that the author of the book, and which became a movie, The Hunger Games, actually lives in Newtown as well, and is reported, Susan Collins, on Wikipedia, as being one of the most famous people who lives in this same town. Any comments about those coincidences?
Right, yeah, it's very interesting. I have actually heard that the Lieber connection is actually not even true. It's just like one of these internet rumors. I don't know that for sure. I've heard that it may not be accurate. Mm-hmm. Another little interesting coincidence was apparently in the Batman movie, The Dark Knight, they actually reference Sandy Hook, Connecticut, in the movie. And I posted a video of that on my blog earlier this week. I thought that was interesting. I don't really know what to make of it. It's almost like it's like this predictive programming that we saw leading up to 9/11. It's like the same thing, you know?
Exactly.
But, yeah, I mean, I'm not sure. I think what they do is they put out, like you said, you know, they change the story. They put out all this different information, conflicting information, contradictory information, just to confuse people and just to make it even harder to really figure out what's going on and what happened. Who really knows? I mean, the thing that I'm convinced of is that this thing is just a big fraud, and, you know, it's one of these big psyops. So it's going to be interesting to see how this develops. But, you know, one thing is definitely clear is the political agenda of this whole entire shooting is moving into rapid gear as we speak. I mean, Obama's out there saying we need to pass gun control legislation. Virtually every single politician at any level of government in Connecticut, at the local level, at the state level, at the federal level, they're all saying the same thing, the same exact thing. Gun control, mental health services, you know, we need to reevaluate the violence in our movies, in our video games. I mean, it's all scripted. They all have the same exact talking points.
Well, I agree with them getting rid of the violent video games. Certainly that audiovisual entrainment is part of the big picture in terms of how they're making children violent. And in fact, vaccinations are highly involved. Not only do vaccinations cause autism and Asperger's as part of that, but they also cause violence. And there's an excellent book, Vaccination, Social Violence, and Criminality by Harris Coulter, extremely well referenced, which documents this. The only thing that determines what symptoms you have is what part of the brain is damaged by the vaccines, and the part of the brain that controls your emotional response to things such as being violent and autism, it's all in the temporal lobe. So, you know, you can have all these things involved as well. So it's always the big picture. And the psychotropic drugs, of course, which have a side effect of homicide and suicide, and the audiovisual entrainment. In fact, I do shows with Deborah Tavares, who has an excellent website, StopTheCrime.net. I encourage everybody to go to that website, check out the source documents, and the NASA document actually talks about their goal to create cyborgs out of humans, and of course an intermediary of that is to create a number of children with no emotion, and those are the autistic children. And the way I see it is that that will be the army of the future, using the video games to train them. Eventually, they'll just be sitting in a room, and they'll be controlling drones, and they'll be getting points for dropping bombs on Palestinians and Pakistani people and anybody that our country wants to destroy, because basically we're just a whore for Israel at this point.
Absolutely. No doubt about that. You know, Dr. Carley, let me read one more section of this 1995 essay, Information Warfare, written by this Professor George Stein that I excerpted on my blog post. Let me see. Let me find it real quick. Okay, he says here, he's basically talking about an example of this sort of psychological operation that could potentially be used by the military and the government to advance their political agenda. And he says here, let us take just one example of how current technologies could be used for strategic-level information warfare. If, say, the capabilities of already well-known Hollywood technologies to simulate reality were added to our arsenal, a genuinely revolutionary new form of warfare would become possible. Today, the techniques of combining live actors with computer-generated video graphics can easily create a quote-unquote virtual news conference, summit meeting, or perhaps even a battle that would exist in quote-unquote effect, though not in physically fact. Stored video images can be recombined or morphed endlessly to produce any effect chosen. This moves well beyond traditional military deception, and now perhaps pictures will be worth a thousand tanks. So I think that really kind of hammers home the point of you know, them basically manufacturing our reality using the media. And you know, having all these staged, scripted actors to sell this agenda and to sell this false narrative, especially with the school, you know, the school shooting hoax.
Well, and the one thing he doesn't talk about is Project Bluebeam. And I encourage all of you to research Project Bluebeam. I found out about this many years ago. And actually, on December 21st, I thought what might very well happen is that the, you know, the chemtrails that they're spraying on us for over a decade have many purposes, but one purpose is that by putting all these metal particulates in the atmosphere, they're creating a giant movie screen. And they have the capability, which is what Project Bluebeam is all about, of transmitting holographic images in the sky. And they could bring about the second coming of Christ, they could bring about alien invasion, whatever they want. In fact, when I saw the alleged planes allegedly flying into the Twin Towers, immediately I said, that's got to be a hologram. Because there's no way in hell that, you know, a plane is going to go through a concrete structure when it's made out of aluminum and would just basically crumple up and fall to the ground. So there's so many layers to this, as I always say. People have to realize how much money is being spent on these black op operations. Of course, you know, I'm sure the listeners to the show know about the CAFRs, the Comprehensive Annual Financial Reports, where basically there's two sets of books, and we're not even, you know, bankrupt like they pretend to begin with, but all the money that's being shunted to these black op projects with all these contractors who pay off our traitors in the District of Criminals to allow these things to happen. You know, it's such a mind blower to wrap your head around this. And unfortunately, as I always say, people of conscience cannot even conceive of this a degree of evil. But if you don't, you're going to die. And it's getting worse every day, so we really have to face reality.
Well, and one of the most frustrating things, Dr. Carley, is that we have been, I mean, just think about the past 10 years alone. I mean, virtually everything the government has said to us the past 10 years has been a lie. I mean, 9/11 was a lie. The war in Iraq was based on lies. Everything is a lie. And yet people still, you know, believe this, that, you know, this, the school shooting hoax. I mean, how can people really take this stuff seriously when they've lied about everything? I mean, we really got to stop being so gullible and just blindly accepting what the government says. We really have to start using our brains and analyzing this information and recognizing for what it is.
And not only that, supporting the troops. This is something that drives me crazy, okay? Especially now around the holidays, on CNN and HLN, they'll show different people from the military coming home and surprising their children in the schools, and they show the reunion, and isn't it beautiful? And the first thing I think of is, why don't you ask Daddy, how many people is he killing? How many children did he kill in Iraq or Afghanistan? This guy's a hero? I don't think so. And why are these soldiers continuing to sign up for this false operation? It's mind-boggling. Not to mention the fact that they're being experimented on with vaccines and depleted uranium and you name it. They're basically sacrificing themselves for the big lie.
Right, yeah, this is a very, very dangerous aspect of American culture, and that is this blind worship and glorification of the military. I mean, any sort of criticism of the military or its policies that it's pursuing is immediately met with, oh, you hate the military, you're unpatriotic, you're un-American, blah, blah, blah. But no, I mean, all we have to do is look at what the military is doing. We have to look at how the government actually treats the people in the military. And that's not very, you know, they lie to them, they experiment on them with these vaccines. They send them thousands of miles away to occupy and destroy and wreck entire nations and murder innocent men, women, and children. I mean, why are people just so blindly supportive of the military? It's absolutely incredible. It's another psyop. I mean, it's reinforced in the media. It's reinforced in movies. I mean, you go to a baseball game, you go to a football game, and almost before every game, they play the national anthem, and, you know, there's troops on the field, and there's flyovers. I mean, this aspect of American culture is so insidious, and it's so dangerous, because there is just this blind worship and glorification of the military, and that's something that we really have to recognize and put an end to. Yeah, I mean, if you want to support the troops, if you want to support our military, start speaking the truth. Start saying we need to get them out of all these other countries. We need to bring them home. We need to put them on the border and stop this invasion of, you know, third world immigrants into America. I mean, this is what real national security is. It's not fighting all these criminal wars for Israel thousands of miles away, destroying entire countries that did nothing to America, that posed no threat whatsoever to America, right? I mean, we really have to start thinking about these things. And I mean, I post some stuff on my Facebook page. I just signed back up after deleting my Facebook account, you know, maybe a year and a half ago, because I was so sick and tired of all the BS from people. I finally signed back up, and, you know, I'm posting stuff up there, and I'm still getting the same thing. And, oh, John, you hate the military, you hate the government, blah, blah, blah. And everybody's so superficial. I mean, nobody can understand, you know, what I'm trying to say. At least a lot of people don't understand. You know, they absolutely have no critical thinking abilities left. It's just totally, you know, it's totally ridiculous what this country has turned into.
Well, just remember, as I'm sure you know, that there's trolls being paid for that go to many Facebook pages and many websites and comments. They're being paid to say things like what you just said. So I'm sure many of those comments are put on there by trolls. And so I wouldn't even put a lot of stock in that, although, of course, other people will read that and they will, you know, put something in their mind. Oh, yes, John Friend is not a patriotic American. Well, what is more patriotic than telling the truth? That is the most patriotic thing you can do. And if you can't handle the truth, get your vaccines, people, because you're breathing my oxygen. I am so sick of this. Silence is consent, period. And if you can't see what's going on, if you don't smell a gefilte fish at this point, then you are brain dead, and you are part of the problem. Okay, we have a caller on the line. Frank, are you there, Frank? Hello, Frank. Okay, we'll try to get Frank on the line. Please continue, John.
Yeah, no, you know, I actually adopted the word you used, the tell lie vision, and I used that in my blog post. And I just posted a photo on my Facebook page of a TV, and it says here, I'll read it real quick, my job is to keep you distracted while restricting the limits of public debate. I sensationalize talking points to keep you focused on the trivial while ignoring the important questions. I never contradict the status quo because what I really do is deliver state-sponsored propaganda. What I admit is often more significant than what I share. And, I mean, we have to turn off the TV. We have got to get out of this. You know, the TV gives us our information, and we trust everything we see on the TV. Because the TV and the Jewish control of information is their most powerful weapon against us, in my view. I mean, even more powerful than their control of the money. Because if they can control your thoughts, if they control your history, if they control your language and how we communicate with each other, they will always be in their position of power. We have got to turn off the TV. We've got to reject all this Jewish propaganda we get on the television. And, you know, we really have to start thinking for ourselves.
Well, not only that, but I just want to mention that the reason that the traitors in the District of Criminals sent out vouchers to people who didn't have, like, cable news, availability, that had analog TV, the reason they wanted high-def television to every person in America is because they're also sending out frequencies that actually cause effects on your brain. There are so many levels to all of this. They are actually hypnotizing us with frequencies. And, of course, this makes it much more powerful when you're watching this garbage that you're going to buy it. I have different ways to protect myself. And I do monitor television so that I can dissect it and report to the people what's going on. But this is not something that, you know, an amateur should try to do. Okay, I'm getting a message that Frank's back on. Are you there, Frank?
Yes, Dr. Corley, can you hear me now?
Yep.
Okay, good. I've just been listening. There was one thing that I wanted to add regarding the Connecticut State Police threatening to arrest independent journalists.
Mm-hmm.
There's a gentleman, his name is Ben Swann, spelled S-W-A-N-N, that's a double N on the end there, Ben Swann. And he actually is some type of a TV news guy with a local Fox affiliate, but he's legitimate. This guy talks about things that no one else will talk about, including the shooting. He's saying that some of what's being said doesn't add up regards to the official story. However, he's stating in one of his videos, you can watch it on YouTube, and I've got it written down here if anyone wants to look it up on YouTube. I've got the exact wording of the video, but he kind of debunks.
Okay, please give the exact wording.
Okay. It's Connecticut State Police threatening to arrest independent journalist ? Now he basically seems to be debunking that. Someone took out of context what that state police representative stated. If you watch the whole thing, if you watch it in context, it sort of changes it somewhat. So you may want to watch that. I don't know if someone just interpreted it, maybe not entirely accurately, or it could be a landmine that's being put out there to just, you know, make us, you know, hurt our credibility. But anyway, he is on that, and he says that there are a lot of things about that story that are not adding up. And I think he's got a YouTube channel, And his name is Ben Swan, but if you Google that on YouTube, you should be able to find it. He puts out a lot of good information.
Okay, but I have to say, if they're threatening to arrest people for asking hard questions or, you know, posting different things that don't add up, I don't know how you can take that out of context.
Okay, well,
that's pretty obvious to me.
Right. Well, it really caught my attention when I heard that. I became very angered when I heard that. But you might want to just take a listen to it and see if it changes it or not. But also, there's another gentleman. I'm not really familiar with him, but he's at VeteransToday.com. His name is Mike Harris. And I've heard him on a show or two this week, just brief snippets. Mike Harris. And he is stating what I was imagining happening as soon as I started hearing these news reports of multiple shooters that got one guy down in the woods in camo gear. I don't know if also, I tried to make some notes about what I was going to talk about. One thing I forgot to talk about, there's another, and you have to be real careful, but it sounded legitimate to me. There's a police scanner. Someone has somehow got a recording of a police scanner where there is apparently what appears to be an officer talking on his microphone, on his radio, saying that he's got two shooters coming at him in the woods on that day, on the grounds of the Connecticut shooting. Have you heard that, John?
Oh, sorry, I had my mic on mute. Yeah, I did hear that. I don't know if it was in a YouTube video I saw that, but yeah, I did see that.
So it comes across as very credible, but who knows? It could be another landmine. It could be a landmine put out there, you know, to confuse and, you know, hurt our credibility. But anyway, Mike Harris stated that, you know, he's on from Veterans Today on some radio show stating that this was a Mossad death squad, you know, that's going around, you know, creating these situations. And that's what I'm picturing. I'm always picturing that these are Israeli hit teams, death squads, whatever you want to call them. We know that they operate in America, probably primarily in blackmail operations, infiltration, blackmail. That's mainly what they do. But I'm sure they were involved in 9/11. I'm sure they were some of the actors or controlling some of these actors that just happened to, you know, come out of nowhere, like the guy in the black Harley Davidson T-shirt there, you know, who just happened to be there. And he's explaining how he's technically explaining, you know, minutes after the building fell, how it happened and why it happened. You know, just like he's reading from a script, like he's, you know, doing a commercial for Cheerios.
Absolutely. But, yep,
yeah,
absolutely. That's a huge red flag. I mean, how can we ignore that?
Right. That's very...
Okay, hold on, Frank. I just want to mention, I have in front of me an article from Press TV, Israeli death squad involved in Sandy Hook bloodbath, intelligence analyst, written by Gordon Duff, who is from Veterans Today. He wrote this on December 18, 2012, and he talks about Michael Harris, former Republican candidate for governor of Arizona and GOP campaign finance chairman, in an internationally televised news broadcast cited Israeli revenge in what he called the terrorist attack in Connecticut because the U.S. threw Israel under the bus, particularly after the recent Gaza war, allowing Israel to be humiliated in the United Nations, you know, when the Palestinians requested that they be basically just, allowed to bring charges against Israel for their crimes against humanity. Now, the one problem I have with Veterans Today is that Gordon Duff also says that anybody that talks about vaccines is a whack job. So, you know, I have a lot of questions about Gordon Duff because I have proof beyond any comprehension that vaccines are bioweapons. So,
Dr.
you know,
Carly,
the information in here rang true to me, but I just wanted to mention that. You always have to question the people that are writing these things, because what disinformers do is give 90% truth and 10% lies.
Well, one thing I would say really quickly about this, you know, the Gordon Duff article and the Mike Harris statements, I actually found this to be really irresponsible. I mean, they're not offering any sort of proof to suggest that, you know, Israeli Mossad hit teams were involved in this shooting. I mean, I'm going to be honest with you guys. I don't think anybody really died in this whole entire thing. I think it's all a big manufactured, staged event in the media. I mean, where's the proof that anybody died? We don't have
there
any
is
proof.
None. They didn't even let the parents see the dead bodies. And who are these parents? We've only seen actors.
I would not be surprised if this entire thing was just a big hoax.
Mm-hmm.
And it was just completely made up in the media. I think that's what happened. I mean, that's the conclusion that I'm coming to. Now, I'm not saying I know that to be the case for sure. I'm just saying that's what it looks like to me. It looks like this whole thing was just a complete media hoax.
Well, I myself don't know what happened. I do not trust anything coming out of the media or from the establishment in general. And I also question the credibility of Gordon Duff. He has said some very strange things just in recent weeks. He actually stated in an interview, someone got a copy of it to me and played it for me, He stated in an interview that he is a disinformation agent and that he puts out mostly disinformation or some truth, but he also has to, he said that he has to put disinformation in his stories and reports just in order to stay alive. So he's saying some very bizarre things of late.
Talk about selling your soul for cash. And there's so many people in this, you know, arena that do this. And I know how it works. You know, when I started telling the truth, I was told by a judge that if I don't stop doing what I'm doing, I'll never see my son again. And my response was, I will not make a deal with the devil. Now they have tortured me and persecuted me and destroyed my son. And so I know what they're capable of. But what's the alternative? They are creating a living hell. They are destroying humanity. They are killing our planet. So I have no respect for these people. So they can stay alive to do what? You know, it's really, really disgusting. But that doesn't surprise me. But thank you very much for letting us know that. If you could, I don't know if you have a link to that interview. I would love to hear that if you could email that to me.
Okay, I'll definitely see about getting my friend to send that to you. Is your email listed on your address or your website?
Yeah, but I'll just give it to you. It's drcarley, C-A-R-L-E-Y, @gmail.com.
Okay, I'll make an attempt to get that to you today.
Thanks.
Also.
Okay, hold on, Frank. Here's the music. We're going to break. Definitely want to hear what else you have to say. Stay tuned, folks. Hope you're listening. Hope you're getting it. We'll be right back. And we're back with What's Ailing America, where our answer today is information warfare and mind control, with my guest John Friend of johnfriendsblog.blogspot.com. And we have Frank on the line. Did you have anything else to contribute, Frank?
Yes, very quickly, hopefully. Another thing, I just thought of one other thing about Gordon Duff. Now, the first thing that really drew my attention to that website, veteranstoday.com, was Dr. Alan Sobrowski, who, I believe around 2009 or 2010, became very outspoken about Israeli involvement or control over the attacks on 9/11. And he is a former director of studies at the U.S. Army War College and also a Vietnam veteran and a Marine Corps officer. And he also has a Jewish grandparent, he stated, but he is very emphatic that 9/11 was 100% a Mossad operation, and he goes quite a bit further than that as well. But that's what drew my attention to VeteransToday.com. But this guy, Gordon Duff, I think he's also a veteran and whatnot, but, you know, I heard him state in an interview recently, just in the past 10 days or so, that he also is a big supporter in the past of Hillary Clinton. Now, that doesn't make any sense to me at all. I mean, I had her number back, you know, back in the early 90s, her, you know, that she was part of this agenda. So that's another thing. Let's see. And the other thing, Mike Harris from VeteransToday.com totally left out the fact that the anti-Second Amendment agenda is a Jewish operation. That is totally Jewish. It always has been. certainly is today. It's undeniable. Even Greg Evenson, I don't know if any of you guys out there are familiar with him. I'm sure some are. He used to have his own radio show. I'm not sure if he does anymore or not, but he's a former state trooper somewhere, I think, and he's part of the Patriot movement and all that. And I've always kind of, you know, questioned him. I never quite trusted him, but he was on a show on Genesis Communications just two nights ago on Thursday night, and he was saying that the anti-Second Amendment movement that's going on is a totally a Jewish agenda. And I was really surprised, and the host didn't say anything about it. He just let him say it. I happen to know that the host knows this, but the host will not talk about the Jewish, problem. He will not talk about it. He has in the past, but he shied away from it more and more. And every now and then I will call in and bring it up, and he will agree with me. But mostly all he wants to talk about is Muslims and how, you know, Sharia law is taking over and all that, which is totally ridiculous. I'm sure that it is possibly a problem in some parts of the country, but it's obviously not what's running this country. Anyone can see that. You know, people like Alex Jones come on and say that, you know, it's you know, Arabs that are running America and they run Hollywood and Wall Street, which is totally, absolutely misdirection, disinformation. But he continues to do that. There was one other thing. I was listening to a quick video this morning, I think about 7 minutes long on YouTube. You're familiar with the JDL, the Jewish Defense League? Well, they recently had a meeting just in the days prior to this Connecticut shooting, Sandy Hook, warning the Jewish people, Jewish Americans, to buy arms, buy guns, and if any way possible, get out of the United States, move to Israel, because people are waking up. People are waking up to what is going on. They're calling it, they're referring to it as during economic financial times, such as we have, poor economic times, people start focusing in on the Jews. Well, there's a good reason for that, though, because people start looking around and trying to find out what's going on, who's behind all this. When times are good, you know, they tend to, you know, look the other way, because they don't want to be bothered with all the problems, you know, and the attacks that come with speaking out against the Jewish people who control everything. But it's a very interesting, if you go on YouTube, if you just say JDL warning American Jews to buy guns, you could probably find it.
Well, I like it better that they're warning them to get out of Dodge, but because, yes, in fact, people are waking up. I mean, and it's right in the Talmud that if the Goy realized what's really going on, you know, they would openly kill us. So, yeah, John and I are doing all we can to wake up the Goy. Any comments, John?
Yeah, getting back to this this push, this anti-gun push, and the caller said that it's basically being led by organized Jewish groups, and that is 100% correct. 2 days after this shooting, there was an article in the Times of Israel, a website run out of Israel that I follow, and the lead article was Jewish politicians lead chorus calling for tighter gun laws. Senator Joseph Lieberman wants commission to examine mass shootings. New York Mayor Michael Bloomberg urges Obama to make gun control top of agenda. And let me just read a quote here of this criminal Joe Lieberman. He says here, we've got to continue to hear the screams of these children and see their blood until we do something to try to prevent this from happening again. So you see how they use these victims in the PSYOP to promote this anti-gun agenda, right? I mean, we didn't hear any screams, we haven't seen any pictures of any blood, and yet he's just saying this to promote this anti-gun agenda. There was also an article just in I believe it was the Jewish Daily Forward the other day, and it was talking about how all the different rabbinical groups, all the different rabbi organizations were pushing for more gun legislation as well. So this anti-gun agenda is clearly a Jewish agenda. There's no doubt about that.
It's indisputable. And if I tell people that, they look at me like I'm crazy and run. You know? And I'm a pretty clean cut, you know, handsome guy, and you know, people are just terrified of the truth. So I don't know. I think there are some people waking up. I think our numbers are growing, but I don't think it's sufficient enough to really endanger the Jewish people. I wish it was, but it made my day when I heard that this morning, that they were urging their people to buy arms and, if any way possible, move to Israel because the American people are waking up. I wish that were true, and I hope it is.
Yeah, move to Israel. Eventually, they need to be quarantined on some, you know, Arctic island or something. You know, obviously, the whole Israel thing, they're just committing mass genocide there and trying to get rid of all the people who actually were there first. But, yeah, that's pretty funny. And, you know, we'll continue to do all we can to wake up the people. The best thing, in my opinion, is how their continued claims of hate speech aren't working. As I say all the time, truth is truth. And, you know, if you talk about the Jews, what they say themselves, I just got an amazing book, Judaism in Action, by Apion, A-P-I-O-N. And there's an entire chapter in this book entitled, let me see here, quotations about Jews by the Jews themselves. And one of the things that's quoted in here is by a Jew himself, Samuel Roth. He says, the disease is sort of moral gonorrhea known as Judaism and seems to be, alas, incurable. There's also a quote by Rothschild, which is pretty amazing. Let's see if I can just find this quickly.
I've got a similar list of about 100 quotes, and
right.
I used to send
out. Let me read this. Remember, my children, that all the earth must belong to us Jews, and that the Gentiles, being mere excrement of animals, must possess nothing. And people can go on YouTube. Gene Simmons from the band Kiss. There's actually a YouTube of him off his television show where he's looking under the hood of a car with his son, and he's telling his son, this work is for the good.
Yeah, I used to post that video a lot.
Huh?
I used to post that same video quite a bit, you know, as an example to people, but... You know, most people are terrified of any criticism against the Jews. They act like you have an incurable, communicable disease. Because people are terrified of the Jews. The American people are terrified of the Jews.
Well, what I tell people all the time, as I'm sure you've heard me say if you listen to my shows, that we are already dead. Okay? So you better get a backbone and stand up for your family, for yourselves, for the future of our very, very human race, because they are destroying everything. And I don't buy into this fear thing. They use fear against us. It is a weapon. And ignoring them and putting your head in the sand, obviously it's not working.
Yeah, exactly. We have to learn how to stand up for ourselves and to fight. I mean, this life we're living is a constant struggle, and I think we're just so brainwashed and we've become so soft we forget that, and we're just so lazy and apathetic. You know, we really gotta rediscover that fighting spirit, which we've been trained and propagandized not to even recognize anymore. Right?
It's called survival. We have to protect ourselves from extermination. That's what we have to do. And as I said, the people that will not be involved in protecting even their own children, if they won't get them out of the schools and homeschool them, I don't care what your excuse is. You deserve whatever you're going to get. If you don't see the writing on the wall at this point and you just want to work, you know, have both parents work so you can get, you know, more stuff, then you don't deserve to have children, in my opinion. And your children are meat for the machine. And it's only going to get worse. Although, I do know, Frank, people are waking up. I get so many, I'm getting some death threats, which I just laugh at. But, you know, I get so many emails and calls from people that are grateful for the information, and people like us give others the strength to do what we're doing. We have to tell the truth. I mean, there's no other way to stop what's going on.
As George Orwell said, during times of universal deceit, telling the truth becomes a revolutionary act, and it is time to start telling the truth without fear of you know, the repercussions. I mean, we have got to start telling the truth, and we've got to understand that the truth is anti-Semitic. So I don't care if
isn't
I'm calling
it
anti-Semitic.
Isn't it funny how that works out? I just have to say, with that George Orwell quote you just mentioned, that is one of the bumper stickers on my car. And my tag is no to vax. But yes, we, you know, anti-Semitic, what the heck does that mean? They're not even Semites. The truth is the truth. And reading from their own books, another very important book I suggest to people is The Jews and Their Lies, written by Dr. Martin Luther in 1543. It's a very important book. And so, you know, this truth has to get out there. As I've said many times, if you have a scorpion or a rattlesnake in your house, is it going to be anti-reptilian for you to talk about it, what the potential is, or should you get rid of it? Is that going to be a crime? We have to think of these monsters as, you know, people without conscience that will, you know, basically destroy everything. Humanity, the planet, they're doing it already, and we know they're doing it. They are killing us, and if it's a crime, if it's anti-Semitic to say they're killing us, well, bring it on. Because the way I look at things, they're taking everything I have, so if they kill me, I go on vacation. So I'm in a unique position, no fear. And I encourage all of you to get to that place, because that's where you get your power.
Well, I'll tell you what, that's where I'm at in my life right now. I mean, I have no fear of these people, and, you know, there's no turning back now. We can't just act like that, you know, everything's okay. You know, we can't just act like organized Jewish interests are at war with us. We can't just act like this stuff doesn't matter, you know. We have to grow up and recognize that this is a war we're in. This is a fight to the end. And, you know, we really need to recognize that, and we really need to start going on the offensive and stop being so afraid to use our own brains and to think critically about what is going on in this world.
Exactly. And I just want to read a quote which allegedly came from Abraham Lincoln that somebody sent me, which I love. If Congress declared a dog's tail to be a leg, then how many legs would a dog have? His audience would respond, five. Then he would respond, no, four. Because declaring a dog's tail to be a leg does not make it a leg. And, you know, the way I look at it is declaring the Jews to be our enemy based on their own writings alone is not hate speech. It's basically reporting what they say themselves. So, you know, I really encourage people to get a backbone, stand up, tell the truth in whatever way you feel, you know, you can do. If you don't dare do it on your own, then just have people listen to the archives of my shows. And, John, please tell the listeners, I know you have a show as well. Where can they hear your show?
Yeah, I have a show on the Truth Militia Radio Network over on Blog Talk Radio. I broadcast Monday evenings at 6 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. Although this coming Monday, Christmas Eve, I'm actually going to be broadcasting in the morning at like 7 in the morning Pacific Standard Time. I'm going to be interviewing Daryl Bradford Smith of IAmTheWitness.com. He's over in France. So we have about a 9-hour difference. So I'm going to wake up early and do the interview early that morning. But every other show is at 6 p.m. Pacific Standard Time on Monday evenings. We have about 4 or 5 different shows throughout the week on the Truth Militia Radio Network. If anybody just goes to truthmilitia.com, They can find more information about past and upcoming shows. And then also I post all of the shows on my blog, and I also normally post a little announcement of any upcoming shows that I'm doing. So I've been doing it for about maybe close to 2 months now, and, you know, I'm really enjoying it. It's, you know, I've been wanting to get in the radio business for a while now, and, it's fun. It's good to get out there and you know, do some interviews and you know, kind of pursue the pursue the truth that I've found since, you know, I started researching this stuff. And just a heads up, Dr. Carly, you are scheduled to be my guest. I believe it would be January 7th, Monday, January 7th. Let me see if that's the date. Yeah, so you'll be on my show, and, yeah, I'm sure we're going to be talking a lot about the research that you've done with the vaccines and you know, the medical mafia. That's a very important subject, so I'm looking forward to that.
Excellent. And, yes, I've been on Daryl Bradford Smith's show as well. Please give him my regards. And let me just also mention that on the 5th of January, I will have J.B. Campbell on my show again here on this network. I resigned from two radio stations in the last month because of the fact that they are censoring talking about the Jews. And that would be These Changing Times Radio and the Orion Talk Radio Network. And so J.B. Campbell will be coming back on this show on a regular basis. J.B. Campbell started the militia, and J.B. Campbell came up with this idea of starting an organization called DAPA, Defense Against Jewish Aggression, or DAJA, Defense Against Jewish Aggression. And that's what we have to do. I'm not promoting that there be an official organization, because, of course, then you get your infiltrators and your provocateurs, and they ruin everything, as they always do. But just that idea, why shouldn't we be able to defend ourselves? They are killing us. Their own protocols admit inoculations with disease, which is just one of many things, genetic modification of food. The list is endless. They are killing us. And what are we supposed to do? Sit here, pay our taxes, continue on with the fraud? Somebody contacted me recently. I don't remember what state they're starting this in. But now there's, you know, they're killing us with their permits and their licenses and all the other crap that we're forced to get just to live. And I heard recently that there's some state where they're now going to start making people get their toilets inspected every 6 months. And based on that inspection, which, of course, they'll constantly change whatever their requirements are, you will have to pay not only for the inspection of your toilet, but in order to, you know, fix whatever they deem that you need to fix. I mean, they are just ensnaring us in their corrupt legislation, their different requirements, while they rob us blind on every level. And it's just amazing to me, John, that people are allowing it to happen. But let me just ask Frank if he has any closing comments, because we're almost out of time. Anything else, Frank? I guess Frank's gone. Okay, so what are your thoughts, John? What is our solution? What are we to do? Are we to allow them to keep killing us? What should we do?
Yeah, no, I totally agree with what you're saying, and I think J.B. Campbell's idea is you know, a good idea. We have got to understand that organized Jewry is at war with us. They are behind virtually all of our problems. We have to understand that they are a foreign race that has totally corrupted our society. They've totally destroyed our country. They've totally destroyed Western European civilization in general. They're behind all these wars. The banking system is under their control. We have to understand that usury is an illegitimate economic practice, and we have to totally kick them out of any position of influence over our society, over our government, over our media, over our banking system. You know, we have got to understand that they are the enemy, and we did not choose them as an enemy. They have targeted us. And they have been at war with us for centuries now. And it's finally time for us to recognize that and really get these people out of our country and out of our government and out of our media. And let me just read a quote.
And out of medicine.
Absolutely.
They are the ones that are doing all these experiments to alter our personalities. I mean, everything that's happening is being orchestrated by them. And that's one of the front lines. That's where people can just say no. Don't go to these monsters. They are not interested in your health.
Right. Turn off the television, the tele-live vision, as you would say. You know, stop taking the vaccines. Stop buying into the government, the whole fake political paradigm that they manufacture in their media. You know, start using your brain. Start reading books. Start educating yourself on the real history of you know, our country and our world and our existence on this planet. And let me just read a quote here real quick from Adolf Hitler. I have this right at the top of my website. He says, "He who would live must fight. He who does not wish to fight in this world, where permanent struggle is the law of life, has not the right to exist." And I think that is so true. That is such a fundamental truth of our existence on this planet. We have to rediscover it, and we have to recognize who the enemy is, and we have to recognize what their agenda is. And we have to stand up and stop being so apathetic and stop, you know, buying into this fraudulent reality that is promoted and perpetuated by the media.
And stop believing that if we just do what they tell us to do, there are people in every area of life that have sold their soul for cash, the social workers that are stealing children from good families, the doctors that are killing people, the list is endless. These people apparently believe that if they just go along to get along, they will be okay. Well, they cannot make a deal with the devil. This is the serpent seed line. You know, Christ called them the synagogue of Satan. That's who you're dealing with, okay? And you cannot make a deal with a serpent. You have to recognize they are the enemy, and you have to stop doing their bidding for cash, because you are selling out your own human race. And you will pay for that, because they are killing you too. You're being sprayed with chemtrails. You're eating crack for food. The list is endless on that front as well. So start standing up. If you don't care about yourself, what about your children? I can't even imagine, John, the hell that this earth will be. It's bad enough now. But just imagine if these psychopaths are not stopped. Where are we going to be in 10, 15 years? I can't even imagine, but you can watch the movies Waterworld or Thunderdome. You know, depending on which way they go, flooding the earth or creating an arid desert. But pretty much, I think that's where we're going if we don't stop them. There's more of us than there is of them. They're getting nervous. That's a good sign.
Absolutely, yep. And we have to be bold, and we have to be willing to speak the truth no matter the consequences. You know, that's the thing. We have to start speaking the truth. And we cannot accept their lies. We cannot accept their narrative. We cannot let them control our thoughts and our outlooks on life.
Exactly. Well, I want to thank you so much, John, for an excellent show. The archive for the show will be up on thelightofdayradioshow.com as well as on themuscleeffect.com. Please tell others to listen to the show, people. If they don't have the courage to even listen to the show, then I think they should go get a flu vaccine. Thank you very much, John, and we'll talk again soon.
Thank you very much. Merry Christmas.
You get any injection, you never know what's in them. They're all poison. And there's no record that they ever prevent anything.
If you're considering a water filter, have you heard about AquaPail? AquaPail from FreezeDryGuy.com has huge advantages over many other water filters. American-made AquaPail units are designed and engineered to not just filter contaminated water, but capture or kill all bacteria and viruses to non-detectable levels. AquaPail has the fastest flow rate of any other water filter on the market, filtering a gallon of contaminated water in about 5 minutes. That's water when you need it.